Welcome to session 116 of the Bible in a Year commentary. If you started the series on the 1st of January, then today should be the 26th of April. Today we'll be looking at Isaiah 31 to 35 and Psalm 116. But so far in Isaiah, we've read through the section focused on the judgment and future hope of Jerusalem, and the section focused on the judgment and future hope of the nations. Then yesterday, we started the section focused on the accusations against Israel's leaders. Through these different preachers and visions, we've gathered a series of images. We saw Isaiah in God's courtroom, purified to be in God's presence, and then commissioned to be a warning to the people that they would ultimately ignore. God was about to pour judgment on the Israelites for their wickedness and corruption. This punishment was described like God laying an axe to a tree and just a stump remaining. It was destruction intended to purge and purify. Out of the remnant of his people, this tree stump, God would raise up a branch from the line of David, who would be a king who reigned over the earth and brought peace. Isaiah mentioned a future son who would be born and who would come after the period of judgment. He would be king over God's people, bring peace to the world, and restore all nations under his rule. Focusing on the foreign nations, we got mention of a day of the Lord. On this day, God will bring judgment, waging war on evil and wickedness. He will destroy powers that set themselves up against him, whether they be human kings or spiritual beings. These foreign nations are judged for their pride and oppression and wickedness. Isaiah specifically mentions Babylon, Assyria, Philistia, Moab, Cush, also known as Ethiopia, Egypt, and Tyre. Focusing on Israel's leaders, Isaiah pointed out that the judicial leaders, the priests, and even some of those who claimed to be prophets were proud drunkards, who put their trust in their own power and authority rather than God. They ignored God's principles and teachings while paying him lip service. But through these preachers, Isaiah highlights some key ideas. The Israelites are not to turn to these foreign nations for support and protection. God is in control and will use all of this for his purposes. Eventually, even these foreign nations will be brought into God's future kingdom. In that time, all people will celebrate, feast, and worship God, led by a king who will bring peace and flourishing. But let's jump in with today's reading, Isaiah 31 to 35. Yesterday, we read how God challenged the things the Israelites had been putting their trust in. He challenged the leaders in the northern kingdom of Israel and the priests in the southern kingdom of Judah for leading his people poorly. He then challenged their trust in Egypt to save them, where they should put their trust in him. We continue on with that thought today. Once again, Isaiah calls out the people for trusting in the strength of Egypt and their horses, rather than God. He points out that the Egyptians are just men, and that God needs only to stretch out his hand, and they would fall and perish. God, however, is strong and mighty to protect his people. Isaiah then prophesies that Assyria, the Israelites' biggest threat at the time, won't fall because of human swords and strength. They will fall because of God's might. Isaiah then turns to a future hope of a king that will rule with righteousness and justice. Under this king, people will see and hear. They will understand the things of God. Isaiah points out that while fools are often considered nobles, and scoundrels often get away with their evil and appear good, under this new king, that will not be the case. Those people will be removed, and those who are truly noble will be exalted. Next, Isaiah calls to complacent women. Women who until now have just been content with how Israel has been living. Isaiah calls these women to listen, to see what will happen, and then to mourn it. For soon the harvests will fail, soon the palace will be empty, and the city be deserted, and wild animals will come to live in them. But once again, Isaiah turns to a future hope. All this will happen until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. That's Isaiah 32, verse 15. When God pours out his Spirit, then the harvest will be fruitful. There will be justice and righteousness in the land. The justice and righteousness will lead to a time of peace and trust in God. Isaiah is trying to lay out a clear roadmap of what will happen in the future and provide the people hope so that when they see it all happening, they will put their trust in God. Isaiah now moves on to talking about Assyria, the destroyer. He lets them know that their own destruction will be turned back upon them. He then calls on God to be gracious and rescue his people. Isaiah puts his confidence in God, declaring his strength and his ability to bring righteousness, justice, and peace. He mentions briefly that there will be weeping and mourning but then reaffirms his confidence that God will come and destroy their enemies. We then get those who have been sinning in Jerusalem, crying out, asking how anyone could survive God's judgment. Isaiah tells them that those who live according to God's way will survive. Those who walk righteously, that speak uprightly, who despise oppression, bribery, bloodshed, and evil. And there will be a king who will end the evil and the fighting and bring peace. Having finished challenging the different things that the people have been putting their trust in, Isaiah then doubles down on putting your trust in God. First, he will bring judgment on the nations and on spiritual beings in heaven for how they have sinned against him. He will attack them with the sword and bring devastation to the land. Isaiah notes that just as it is written down here, it will happen. Nothing will be missed. But after all that is done, God will restore all things to himself. He will transform the wilderness to a prosperous land. He will strengthen the weak, open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Those who could not walk will leap about, and those who could not speak will sing for joy. God will make a highway so that all people who choose holiness can return to him. Finally, the ransomed, those that God had brought back, will return to Zion, God's restored holy city, and there will be everlasting joy. That's Isaiah 31 to 35. Now let's jump in with Psalm 116. This psalm isn't attributed to anyone in particular and falls into the category of Thanksgiving psalm. Here's a summary of the structure, but I would recommend checking out the written version of this commentary in the description to see the structure properly for yourself. We start with verses 1 to 4, I love the Lord. Verses 5 to 11, the Lord is a righteous and merciful deliverer. And then verses 12 to 19, how can I repay the Lord? The psalmist opens with the declaration, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice. The Lord is the one who heard the psalmist in their darkest moment. When it felt like death was upon them, it was to the Lord the psalmist cried out. The Lord is gracious, righteous, and merciful. He protects and rescues his people, dealing with them generously. It was the Lord that delivered the psalmist from death and from weeping. Now, even when the psalmist is going through difficult times, they trust in the Lord before anyone else. This causes the psalmist to begin to wonder, how could they ever repay the Lord for all that he has done? All they can do is to hold on. This causes the psalmist to begin to wonder, how could they ever repay the Lord for what he has done? All they can do is to hold on to God's salvation and call on his name. The psalmist will seek to stay true to all that they say they will do before the Lord. They are the Lord's servant and will offer sacrifices of thanksgiving to the Lord. They will do all this in the presence of God and others. This psalm is the natural response of someone who has been blessed and saved by the Lord. They declare their love and trust in the Lord even if things get hard again. They then think through how can they bless the Lord in return.